Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, 8:36. We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Watch us live here in the studio at Power 101.7 FM. Celebrity Buzz, Jess, what you got today?
Here we go. So Joey Chestnut.
Oh, yes.
The 16-time champion of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest has announced his return to the competition after sitting out last year.
I heard about this.
Dispute over vegan meat endorsements. Okay?
It wasn't the same.
Chestnut is 41 years old, expressed his deep connection to the cherished tradition, and has resolved the differences with the organizers. He won the contest in 2023.
You know what? Look, and he's going to win the contest this year. Yeah, you know what? He's back. Like, we're back to normal.
We're back to normal.
Joey Chestnut is going to be at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on the 4th of July.
Yep.
He's going to win. And you know what that is right there? That's America.
America.
That's America right there. Joey Chestnut back in the hot dog eating contest. America.
And now, this is Bill's favorite. Some celebrities with weird pets.
No.
Yep. Here we go.
Why?
Here we go.
Why?
So, Leonardo DiCaprio has come out to confess that in 2010, he attended the North American Reptile Breeders Conference and Trade Show, and he left with a 10-year-old tortoise. There's no word if he still has it, but they can live up to 80 years old.
Okay.
Tyga. He owned an actual tiger. All right. And it's illegal in California. The cops came after him. He decided to give it to an animal shelter. Ice tea.
Why do people like own these animals? Like, for what reason?
He had a shark tank.
Just because you're rich? Because you got money?
His home studio, his home recording studio. He had a shark tank in there. It's gone now, but he still has a regular aquarium.
That would be the only one. That's the most normal, I think.
Like, okay.
Because it's like a fish tank. It's a shark tank, and it's probably huge.
Tell me about this one, Tracy Morgan. He spent about $400,000 on a 2,700-gallon tank for a giant Pacific octopus. He named it and everything.
That's when you got, like, so much money.
$400,000 on an octopus.
That's when you got, like, stupid money.
Oh, now, Nicolas Cage. Where do we start?
Okay.
He has owned sharks. An octopus.
Why?
A 5-foot lizard.
For what?
2 venomous albino king cobras.
Dumb.
He named them Moby and Sheba.
That's like dumb.
He also had them locked behind a bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
And he kept anti-venom handy. And he always would say, if for some reason they bite me, I have 15 minutes to live.
That's like a movie.
So you tell me why.
That's like he's an actor.
Tell me why.
Because that's dumb.
Crazy.
That's like ignorant.
Vanilla Ice.
That's what we used to say back in the day. That's ignorant.
Ignorant. Vanilla Ice owned a wallaroo, which is a cross between a wallaby and a kangaroo.
What's a wallaby?
He sent it to a farm in Florida after it got too big for his property. But he did own one.
First off, I don't even know what a wallaby is, and he owned a wallaroo.
Yeah.
All right.
Salma Hayek, she also adopted and rescued an owl. And she had it on her property since 2019. She says that they named it Caring, and that's after her husband's company that he owns.
Stupid money.
Yeah. So, Kristen Stewart says that she grew up raising wolf hybrids. And the last one here, Kirstie Alley, before she died, she owned 14 lemurs. She says that
14 what?
Lemurs.
What's a lemur?
She says that she fell in love with them during this conservation work that she did in Madagascar, and she owned 14 of them.
You know you got dumb money when you have a wallaroo and a lemur. A wallaroo and a lemur.
Yes.
A what? A weemer.
Yeah.
Does the lemur have a weemer?
Ooh. Now, Paris Hilton, I don't even know what this animal is. It's a little rainforest mammal.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is, though. It's called a kinkajou. I've never seen it before, but she got bit.
Really?
And she had to get a tetanus shot. And then at one point, she actually did own two of them.
Is it worth all that?
But she got bit by one and she had to get a tetanus shot. So just crazy. Just wanted to put that out
there. So we got
there.
A wallaroo.
Celebrities and the different animals that they've owned.
We got a wallaroo, a lemur, and a what?
A kinkajou.
A kinkajou. All right.
If that's even how you say it.
Yeah, no thanks. You can have all of them.
Wow. And then I know that we have these updates with Diddy and this trial, but Freak Off videos were shown yesterday. And one of the jurors was there and they started giggling and laughing.
Really?
Yeah. So this is trending online. Apparently, things got a little spicy. And the testimony continued yesterday. Prosecutors were playing different portions of these alleged Freak Off videos. It was only for the jury and their eyes only. And it went down. It was the afternoon session. They were questioning, you know, different agents. It was a special agent that was on the witness stand, but they decided to play back these videos. The prosecution asked the special agent to please verify a list of hotels where Diddy allegedly hosted these freak-offs with Cassie and male escorts. The agent went down the list and started describing the hotels and the freak-off videos pertaining to the corresponding locations. So as they played the videos, the different locations and different people that were in them, that's when they were showing it so they could describe it. But one of them started giggling and laughing. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but yeah, it's going to wrap up soon before we know it. There's only a couple weeks left of this trial.
My phone just like clicked on when you were talking about that Diddy trial.
Yeah.
It like went to the camera and then back off of it.
Stop it.
Yeah. So somebody, I'm sure, has tapped into my phone, you know, listening.
Probably.
Because you said about the Diddy trial and they're like, they got like all ears.
And freak off and videos and all that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
See, that's your crazy. Phone's listening. Your phone's listening.
It is listening. And we did not mention this earlier, but game 5 of the NBA Finals.
Yes.
Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109. OKC leads that series 3-2.
Yeah. I knew it. OKC's got it. Gosh. By the way, we also didn't mention this. The other day, Kanye West made an appearance at the Diddy trial.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's just something.
So that's floating around.
I don't do a lot of fact checking, but I know that that's... there was video of him there.
Yeah.
You know, it was on the news and stuff, but he... They say that there's one link that says he crashed the Diddy trial, but then there's others like, why is he there?
Why is he?
So... Don't know.
Why is he there?
8:43. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We'll continue on the way. Let's see here. We got some local happenings coming up. Also, some travel deals, local social media buzz, some food stuff going on. Bunch of stuff. Got to talk about locally. It's a Bill and Jessica show. Here's Marcus Houston. Good morning.